This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, December 16th. God's word to you today is, step up. Our scripture reading is taken from Revelation 5, verses 9 and 10, which says, "You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals and open it. For you were slaughtered, and your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have caused them to become a kingdom of priests for our God." The final prophecy that we will be looking at is, the Messiah will be seated at God's right hand. The prophecy is in Psalm 110 verse 1, which says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit in the place of honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet." The fulfillment is in Matthew 16 verse 19, which says, "When the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, he was taken up into heaven and sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand," the place of power. Matthew 22 verse 44 says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit in the place of honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies beneath your feet." The significance of this to us is, when you pay the price, God will make everything fall in place for you. Jesus was not offered a place at the right hand of God on a platter. He earned it. There is a place of honor that God has for you and I, but there is a price to pay. There is a price for your destiny. Locate it and pay the price. When you pay the price, you will access your place of honor in Jesus' mighty name. This also means that it is not just the cross for the cross's sake. Jesus did not go to Gethsemane, go to Golgotha, and die on the cross for the shame's sake, simply for the cross's sake. Jesus went to the cross for resurrection's sake. God has not called us to live a crucified life. God has called us to live a resurrected life. Yet there can be no resurrection without a crucifixion. Do you have any doubt remaining in your heart that Jesus is the Messiah? The question is, what are you going to do about it? Jesus instructs us to go and tell people that are far from God about Jesus. Help people know what you know. You have a responsibility to spread what you now know about Jesus. Are you just going to shelf all that you have learned in these past few days? Or are you going to take action? Begin to teach your children and the people you do life with these things. Reach out to people that are far from God, because that is what God wants from us. Commit to living for Christ and helping others live for Christ. There is so much in God. God has a place of honor for you. Some of us need to take the first steps towards God by actually giving our lives to God or back to Him. Now that you know that Jesus is real, commit your life to Him. If you are brokenhearted, be sure of this: Jesus came for you. Have you been falsely accused, persecuted, spat on, struck, or even regarded as a criminal? Be sure of this: Jesus came for you. For some of us, it is time to sacrifice for the place of honor that God has for us. That sacrifice is before us even right now. Step up. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Show me your way, that I may walk with you. Show me your way. I put my hope in you. The cry of my heart is to love you, Lord, to live with the touch of your hand. stronger each day. Show me your way. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.